Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump has said Venezuela's new leader, Delcy Rodriguez, will pay a big price if she doesn't cooperate with the United States. Mr. Trump defended his ousting of Nicolas Maduro, saying it would lead to the rehabilitation of the country. His administration has said it's willing to work with remnants of Mr. Maduro's regime and would use levers to compel change. But both Ms. Rodriguez and the Venezuelan armed forces have made defiant comments condemning the U.S. action and promising to maintain sovereignty. Edmundo Gonzalez, the opposition candidate widely believed to have won the last election, has made a plea for all political prisoners to be released.
The events of the last few days have marked an inflection point in the recent history of Venezuela. This moment constitutes an important but insufficient step. The true normalization of the country will only be possible when all of the Venezuelans deprived of their liberty for political reasons are freed.
Mr. Gonzalez and his Venezuelan opposition movement have been largely sidelined by Washington in the wake of Mr. Maduro's capture. Meanwhile, Spain's prime minister has made the most forthright condemnation yet by a U.S. ally of the raid in Caracas. Pedro Sanchez criticized what he called a violation of international law, a step beyond the more cautious remarks from other NATO members. Denmark has warned the United States to stop threatening Greenland after Donald Trump again insisted he absolutely needed the Danish territory for American security. The Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, said the idea was absurd, adding that Denmark was a historically close U.S. ally. Mr. Trump's military attack on Venezuela has galvanized fears he may follow through on his threat against the fellow NATO member. All 40 victims of a New Year's Day fire at a bar in Switzerland have now been identified. Officials say more than half of them were teenagers. The youngest was aged 14. The majority of victims were Swiss. On Sunday, thousands attended a memorial service held at a church in Crans-Montana, metres from where the blaze broke out. Our correspondent Sarah Rainsford was there.
The quiet was broken for a moment today by this. For the rescuers who ran into the fire and now cry for all those they couldn't save. Their commander says he's sorry, thinking of the dead and their families. There is a criminal investigation into how this tragedy happened and whether it might have been avoided. But for now, people here talk far more of their pain and their sadness than of their anger.
World News from the BBC. The Iranian government has announced that it'll begin paying a new monthly allowance to every citizen as it seeks to quell violent protests sparked by the country's failing economy. A government spokeswoman told state television the new scheme would see around $7 paid to all Iranians each month for the next 4 months. President Pezeshkian has been under intense pressure to respond to the protests. At least 12 people have been killed since the unrest erupted. The president of Nigeria, Bola Tinubu, has ordered security forces to track down and arrest those behind Saturday's deadly attack on a village market in Niger State. At least 30 people were killed and several others kidnapped by an armed gang. King Charles has led tributes to the Holocaust survivor and educator Eva Schloss, who has died in London at the age of 96. Miss Schloss was the stepsister of the Dutch diarist Anne Frank, and she dedicated much of her life to teaching people about the horrors of the Nazi death camps. Ellie Price has more details.
Eva Schloss met Anne Frank in the Netherlands after she and her family were forced from their home in Austria. They were betrayed by a Nazi sympathiser on her 15th birthday and sent to the notorious Auschwitz concentration camp, where her father and brother died. She and her mother survived. Mrs. Schloss said that for more than 40 years she was unable to talk about what had happened to her. But in 1990, she co-founded the Anne Frank Trust with the aim of teaching young people to, in her words, never forget the terrible consequences of treating people as other.
In football, the hosts Morocco and Cameroon have become the latest sides to qualify for the quarterfinals of the Men's Africa Cup of Nations. Morocco gave their fans a few nervous moments before beating Tanzania 1-0 in the capital. Cameroon defeated South Africa 2-1. BBC News.